Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. First sermon. All praise be to Allah who commanded us to do good, Ihsan. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions upon him, his family, all of his companions and those who are guided by their guidance until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Say, O my servants who believe, fear your Lord with taqwa. Those who do good in this world will have good as their reward. O believers, Allah Most High says, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do good. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. In this verse, Allah Most High calls us to adorn ourselves with good character, adherence to good words and deeds, and pursuing good conduct. Ihsan, doing good, is required in everything. Among its forms are speaking to people using the kindest and sweetest of speech and the best and nicest of expressions in accordance with the words of Allah Almighty. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. And speak to people good words. That is to say, speak to all people good and kind words, irrespective of their differences, whether it be in color and culture, and be of gentle disposition towards them. For a believer is easygoing, soft, and mild-mannered, treating people with what is appropriate, with complete decorum and etiquette and good character. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And behave good and decently towards people. Part of ihsan, doing good, is for a person to exert his utmost effort in executing and completing his work and carrying it out skillfully and proficiently in order that it be more beneficial and more lasting in impact. Indeed, Allah subjugated for humanity all the good, useful and wholesome things on earth, in order that they utilize them fruitfully and profitably through good and diligent work, and thus benefit themselves and their communities and societies. Allah Almighty says,
Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala.
Verily, we have made that which is on earth as an adornment for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best in deed and conduct. Indeed, the Muslims were eager to follow the best of what was sent down to them from their Lord, and therefore gave to humanity the best that their minds have achieved in all disciplines and domains, such as medicine, engineering, astronomy, etc., with the result that humanity benefited from their civilization and advance and progress because of their achievements and all that they have given to the world. O Allah, guide us to the best of words and the best of deeds, and lead us to the best of moral and character traits. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and for me, so seek His forgiveness, for He is of forgiving, most merciful. Second sermon. All praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon him after whom there is no prophet, and upon his family, companions, and those who follow his guidance. Furthermore, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. O believers, Allah Most High says,
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Those who do good in this world will have good as the reward, and the abode of the hereafter is better. And how excellent is the abode of the people of taqwa. So whoever does good and performs his work well and proficiently, then Allah Almighty will make his state therein good, grant him peace of mind, admit him into the gardens of bliss in the afterlife, and confer on him the great honor of seeing and beholding the countenance of Allah Most High. Allah Most High says,
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً.
Those who have done good will have the best reward and more. More here refers to looking at and beholding the countenance of Allah Most High. What a beautiful thing it is that our generations are being raised and reared upon love for the best of words, the best of deeds, and the best of morals, such that this trait becomes their culture and ethic and the defining feature of their personality and identity. This results in them gaining the love and good pleasure of their Lord and in their country being happy and pleased with them. Having said this, request Allah to send peace, blessings and salutation upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, send peace, blessings and salutations upon him, his family and all his companions.